Okay, so this is a story about a woman named Lena, and I call it Love in Unexpected Places, with a bit of a twist. Okay, let's start. So, Lena moved through the world with vibrant, uninhibited flow of the color she loved. Her spirit was as free and expansive as a summer sky, unafraid to chase fleeting beauty or dive headfirst into emotion. She was a woman who knew how to truly love, deeply, passionately, with unwavering loyalty that was both her greatest strength and sometimes her most vulnerable point. A woman who understood the intoxicating language of touch, the magnetic pull of raw desire, and wasn't afraid to let it shimmer on the surface. But beyond the carefree artist lay the fierce protector, a single mom, navigating the chaotic, beautiful landscape of motherhood with no help, every breaststroke of her life, painted with resilience and fierce devotion to her child, juggling daycare drops, art commissions, and the relentless demands of keeping a household afloat. Moments of pure self-indulgence were rare, yet amidst the beautiful chaos, a new and unforeseen current had begun to pull at her, a current that awakened a deep, primal hum within her very core, drawing her towards a delicious, forbidden fantasy. The clinic's waiting room was a study in hushed tones and muted colors, a deceptive calm that did little quiet the tempest brewing inside Lena. Every Tuesday at precisely 10:30 a.m., she was a delicious tremor of anticipation. That's all she could feel inside was the ache, the waiting and the wanting. It wasn't the relief of a patient seeking care. It was the heady thrum of a woman about to see the man who had effortlessly, unknowingly colonized her every waking thought, igniting a slow, insistent burn in her veins. And his name was Dr. Jake. That's all she could think about. He was a masterpiece of controlled competence, a living sculpture in crisp linen. His tailored shirt seemed to cling just so, hinting a lean, athletic build beneath. And Lena's gaze often lingered a beat too long, thinking about what he looked like underneath all that. Each gesture a quiet assertion of power that Lena found herself devouring with her eyes. His scent a subtle blend of antiseptic cleanliness, expensive soap, and something uniquely masculine that was both clean and utterly carnal would wave towards her. It would send a shiver of pure arousal down her spine. Every moment he got closer and closer to her, just listening to her heart beating, listening to her breathing. All she could think about was her hands on him. But it was his eyes that truly ensnared her, a warm, intelligent hazel that crinkled at the corners when he offered a reassuring smile. They promised understanding, compassion, and in Lena's wilder moments, a depth of passion that mirrored her own, a silent invitation to explore the tantalizing unknown. All the thoughts of him kissing her, kissing down her body. Their consultations were a delicate, agonizing dance. Lena usually composed herself, founding herself, fumbling for her words, her breath catching, her pulse quickening under his professional gaze. She'd invent minor ailments, prolonged explanations, anything to extend the precious minutes to bask in the heat of his presence. Her voice would soften, a playful lilt entering her tone as she would tease him with a question or hold his gaze a fraction longer than necessary. In her mind, she was already tracing the hard line of his jaw with her fingertips, feeling the weight of his hand in hers, imagining the raw, intoxicating press of his body against hers, the desperate tangle of limbs. Her fantasies were a vibrant, all-consuming fire that left her breathless, sweet aches settling deep in her core, whispered confessions against heated skin, the intimate dance of desire. Jake's deep voice murmuring her name, thick with passion, as they soared together into shared intimacy. Each fantasy was more audacious than the last, more exquisitely detailed than the last. A secret world where their connection transcended the sterile boundaries of his office. A world where she was utterly consumed by him, and he by her. Every inch of her body. Then came the afternoon that splintered her carefully constructed dreamscape. She was picking up groceries, her mind still pleasantly adrift on Dr. Jake and Thieves' Cloud, a faint flush on her cheeks from her recent daydreams when she saw him. Not in a white coat, not in the clinic's controlled environment, not in his nice vest, but laughing freely, intimately on a sun-drenched patio outside a quaint coffee shop. His arm was casually, possessively draped around the shoulders of another man. The gesture was unmistakable, the affection palpable, but it was a very clear claim. The world seemed to tilt on its axis, the vibrant colors of the street blurred, the happy chatter of passerbys faded into a dull roar. It wasn't just the sight of him with someone else, it was the unexpected, the undeniable truth of who that someone was. A wave of sickening cold washed over her, followed by a burning flush of mortification that seemed to scald her very soul. Her fantasies so vivid and potent moments before, the taste of them still lingering on her tongue, now felt grotesquely misplaced, almost obscure and obscene in their intense, misdirected heat. The seductive imagery she conjured dissolved into a bitter, embarrassing residue, leaving her hollowed out and exposed. The next Tuesday felt like an interrogation of her very being. Every polite question Dr. Jake asked about her health was a fresh stab. Every glance from his hazel eyes, once so inviting, now a cruel member of her folly. His kindness, once so alluring, now felt like a taunt. Lena felt utterly exposed, as if her every wild, carnal thought, every flirtatious glimmer, was emblazoned across her forehead for him to read. Her breath hitched in her throat as he leaned closer to explain a medical term, and she fought the overwhelming urge to shrink away, to hide the raw, throbbing wound of her crushed desires, to extinguish the residual heat that still stubbornly clung to her skin. She found herself gripping the armrest of her chair, knuckles white, a desperate anchor. The professional mask she usually wore felt brittle, ready to crack under the immense pressure of her warring emotions. Part of her, the wild, passionate part, screamed to just say something, say anything, to unleash the torrent of her delusion, to somehow make him see her. Not just as a patient, but as the woman who had burned for him. In her dreams, the woman who craved his touch, his kiss, his very essence, his presence, and his affection. And most of all, the physical touch all over my body. But another colder, more rational voice cut through the calmer, sharp as a surgeon's scalpel. He is your doctor. The words echoed with words of steel, of unbreachable boundaries. This man, so effortlessly charming, so deeply human, was bound by an ethical code, and so was she, in a different but equally potent way. Her respect for that boundary, for his professionalism, for the very integrity of the doctor-patient relationship. It began to assert itself, a cool hand on a fevered brow. The internal battle was fierce, a brutal clash between insatiable longing and unyielding duty. She met his gaze, forcing a steady smile, a polite nod that felt like a physical strain. The seductive haze that enveloped her perception of him had completely begun to dissipate, replaced by a stark, almost painful clarity. He was Dr. Jake, a compassionate, skilled physician, and his private life, his heart, his very body, belonged to someone else. The fantasies, no matter how wild and passionate she had cultivated for him, had to remain to just that, fantasies. She exited his office that day, not with a heart utterly broken, but with a new, quiet understanding. The ache was still there, a dull throb, a lingering ghost of desire, but beneath it lay a very, very strong strength, a newfound respect for boundaries, and perhaps a hesitant step towards a more grounded reality, where the passion she sought would be found, where it was truly welcomed. Selena made her way home, and even though despite Dr. Jake's unwavering choices of sexuality, she still went home and thought about him as she pulled her cute little neon green thongs down and began to rub him between her thighs, rubbing every ounce of her lips all the way up to her clit, running her hands all the way up to her nipples, and all the way back down in between her thighs, hitting every spot that she knew that he would hit with his nice long fingers. And so all she could think was, Dr. Jake, fuck me. Dr. Jake. She starts to come more and more. She can't take it. Come gushing down her thighs. Left and right. Dr. Jake will always be in her thoughts. I hope you enjoyed my story.